Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, a normal fan, reaching out to you other normal fans out there. And of course, it is our first Wednesday daily Total Engagement. We have a great show for you. We're going to talk about how to make Seth Rollins cool and why that is a topic of conversation. Also, I'm going to talk about, since I believe CM Punk is going to AEW, how they should not bring him in and how they should maybe bring him in. But let's talk about yesterday's show a little bit. People loved the reaction show to the god-awful Roman Reigns segment. They enjoyed hearing Matthew on there. It was a lot of fun. Made a little song on there, and everybody enjoyed it. Thank you for the crazy great downloads. Also, some stuff going on. I guess it's that time of the month where guys who live in their basements at home, their parents start pressuring them for rent, because I'm getting a lot of low IQ tweets out there and, you know, just rando Facebook messages and rando bad reviews on things that just have nothing to do with but just being sad, obsessed wrestling fans. The rest of you, I appreciate you. If you are a low IQ tweeter or someone who doesn't think about what they say, this show is not really for you. But if you're a normal wrestling fan who doesn't let it affect the other areas of their life, this show might be for you. And I thank you all, normal wrestling fans, so much. And something else that normal wrestling fans enjoy are t-shirts, black t-shirts, and we got plenty of them over at podcastsuperstar.com. That's podcastsuperstar.com, the domain bought just to trigger the trolls. Of course, you've got a FMK shirt, which could mean a bunch of things. Fire Matt Kuhn, F Matt Kuhn, whatever. You've got a I'm a Matt Kuhn guy, and you've got some Total Engagement shirts. Go ahead and throw some support over to our show and pick up a cool shirt, wear it on TV, have fun, and let me know that you bought it. I'll tweet the picture. Coming up next, Total Engagement. The first thing I want to talk about today is how to make Seth Rollins cool. A story came out that WWE are desperately trying to make Seth Rollins cool. I guess they're all in on the Seth Rollins experiment, and making him cool is something they feel like they need to do to, you know, stop tanking and stop pushing people away from their shows. And a good example of that, or an example of that, is the fact they paired him with the Street Profits. So I'm going to tell you how to make Seth Rollins cool. Don't listen to people like me. Us older guys, we don't know what's cool. And also, WWE can't make him cool. In 2019, that doesn't work. Anytime the fan base catches a sniff of corporate impediment or corporate approval, they back off of the cool factor. So I guess what I'm saying is, you can't make him cool, but you can let him be cool. The fact of the matter is, the reason Cody and the Bucks are cool to their fan base is because they have an aura of independence. Not just rebelliousness, but they have this aura of doing it themselves. Nobody's on top of them. They made this happen. There's no stamp of approval from any kind of corporate entity or anything that makes them less cool. They're nerds who embrace it, and they've used that to create this brand. That is what makes them cool. Again, I got in discussion with the great, and I'll call him the great, I like him a lot, Disco Inferno, about this. We had a debate, discussion about whether the Young Bucks and Cody were cool. And the reality is, of course he's not cool to Disco. Of course they're not cool to me. If they were, by definition, they wouldn't be cool. When old guys look at young guys and say, they're not cool, why does everybody like them so much? The reality is that we just don't get it. Old guys have never gotten it. So if I were to create a situation where Seth Rollins could be cool, there has been a template already created by the Bucks and by Cody and by All Elite Wrestling. If you look at what they did to create the connection with their audience, to create the relatability with the audience, it's really a step-by-step instruction book on how anybody can do it. Of course, if you copy it note for note, as we say in the music business, then that's going to be a signal to people that, again, you're not cool. But the template is there. I would copy that template. Be yourself. Self-promote. Be who you want to be. And with Seth, I know there's a cool guy in there somewhere, but that cool guy isn't reading promos. Now, as an old guy, if I was going to come in and try to make Seth Rollins cool, I would say less talking, a lot more mystery. I get the impression he's kind of a quiet guy in real life. I could be wrong, but I get that impression. I think if he was able to tap into who he really was and let that come across on screen, that would be really cool. An example of that is when Fandango had the Fandango dance and the Fandango song, and the crowd was loving it. As soon as WWE took ownership of that and accepted it and put their stamp on it, it was no longer cool. People stopped doing it immediately. So I guess the lesson here is, even though I'm saying no old person can tell a young person how to be cool, and no really older person can relate to what a younger person thinks is cool, there is one eternal tenet of being cool from generation to generation to generation to generation. And this is what Seth Rollins needs to do. The easiest way to be cool is to be true to yourself and be confident in who you are. That's what we need to see. If you want Seth Rollins to be cool, start with that. I truly believe that CM Punk will be in AEW. As I explained on a previous show, it seemed like Cody and Punk, two guys who are very, very sophisticated in their social media use, even though it seems like Punk doesn't give a shit, and even though Cody sometimes seems like he's just a guy saying what he wants, they're both very sophisticated, they're both very smart, they're both very intentional, and the fact that they're trying to create this narrative that neither one believes CM Punk is coming to AEW tells me that these sophisticated social media mavens have come up with a plan and that he's coming. So I've talked to some people. Let me take that back. In thinking about CM Punk to AEW, here are the two scenarios I see over and over again. People want at the end of All Out, CM Punk comes out and shocks the world. In other words, do exactly what Jon Moxley did. Let's not do that. We've already done that. The Bischoff era type. We've already done that. It was effective. The more you do anything, the less effective it is. Let's scratch that idea entirely. The second idea I've heard a lot of is to have a Luger, a Lex Luger type appearance at the first AEW TV show. Again, been done, obvious to an extent. I don't think either one of those ways is in line with AEW as far as being different, differentiating themselves from other wrestling. If you're going to introduce a CM Punk, you need to do it in a way that gets people talking and maybe something that we haven't seen to that extent before. So I put my fantasy booking hat on, just started thinking about it just a little bit. And here's what I would pitch if I were to pitch how CM Punk would debut in AEW. The first thing that would have happen is Tony Khan makes an announcement. Hey, I've talked to CM Punk. CM Punk's going to be a star cast. I'd like to invite CM Punk to watch All Out with me. He's not in the company. We might talk business, but he's not in the company. And sure enough, at some point during the All Out event, CM Punk shows up in the box at All Out. Now, the boxes at that particular stadium, it's way above the ring. It's too far above the ring. You couldn't walk from the ring to there in any amount of time. It would take you a long time. But it is wide open. It's not closed off. So the fans could see CM Punk. CM Punk sitting there drinking a Pepsi with Tony Khan, maybe some papers on the table, you know, maybe a folder with some papers in it, like Tony's presenting an idea while CM Punk's enjoying it. And what's good about that to me is there's no surprise there. CM Punk's going to be it All Out. He watches the show. At the end of the show, a microphone is sent up to the box because the announcers say Tony Khan has an announcement to make. So the microphone goes up there and Tony Khan stands up with CM Punk. The elite are in the ring. The ones who it would be appropriate for them to do so, or in the ring at the end for their usual victory lap after their show. And Tony Khan makes the announcement that we have signed CM Punk to a contract. The fans cheer. The fans freak out. CM Punk beats the shit out of Tony Khan, beats him senseless. The guys in the ring don't know what to do. It's too far away. Everybody can see it because it's wide open. He just throttles him, beats the shit out of him, and he goes to the ground. And the last thing you see is CM Punk taking the microphone out of his hands, grabbing the contract, which may or may not be covered with blood, holding it in the air, and saying, "You want me? You got me. I'll see you in DC." That's my idea. Something like that would be fun. And that's our episode of Total Engagement. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow, I think. On Total Engagement, go buy a shirt. PodcastSuperstar.com. See you tomorrow.